return to order, please, and we'll take item 317.
Request of Lightning Watchdog PDX to address council regarding opinion about public meeting law.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Today I'd like to discuss the essence of freedom of speech. The free speech being exercised by citizens during a public meeting, during testimony, is absolutely necessary for the government to conduct its day-to-day business. During a limited public forum, the Supreme Court recognized the dual function of such public meetings to conduct public business and hear the views of the citizens. It has become apparent that for those who cannot afford campaign contributions or lobbyists, public meetings may be the only opportunity to speak face-to-face to elected officials and to try to influence their votes on important issues. Now, what we're getting into is the difference of disruptive behavior or freedom of speech at these meetings. Again, I see city council in the future trying to impose speech codes. These have been challenged by many judges and many courts. Again, we're going to determine what's reasonable. We're going to determine what people have to say, not their content, not their viewpoint, and we're going to have a clear understanding on how these meetings can be conducted. Again, I believe in freedom of speech and allowing the citizens to come forward on these issues. There have been other locations that have decided that we don't need freedom of speech in the council chambers. You can watch a video from another location. You can send us an email. You can send us a letter in writing, and we will continue to conduct our businesses. There have been mayors that have tried to do that. They're not mayors any longer. It's a very interesting situation here, but we need to understand that, yes, the citizens do have a right to freedom of speech, and, yes, the consequences from that speech, they are still liable for what they do say. They have to be very cautious and understand that, but it's imperative for them to get their ideas and their viewpoints out. Now, another issue that I have is we were talking the situation on public meetings law. The law itself requires informed public be aware of deliberations and decisions of governing bodies and information upon which such decisions were made. It is the intent of Ordinance 192610 that decisions of governing bodies be arrived at openly. That is my position. Transparency, decisions arrived at openly, the citizens' involvement in freedom of speech, and remain viewpoint neutral, content neutral. Thank you.
Thank you very much.